talk to you over there.
Kevin, what you want, Daniel?
Who's gonna be Mr. Daniel?
I am.
Okay, the honorable Mr. Neal will be conducting your hearing at this time, sir.
What's that, sir?
I was just saying that the honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing at this time, so just hold on.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good morning, sir. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're appearing for the honorable board of executive privileges this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to go ahead and introduce the board members who will conduct your hearing at this time. All the way down to my very far right, the honorable Michael Johnson. To his left, the honorable Gail Wittenhouse. To her left, the honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. And to my left is the honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. Well, prior to the hearing, you received the notification form advising you of the board hearing. On that, will you amend that form, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay, yeah, that's the one that told you what the date of the hearing was and asked you whether you wanted to.
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I represent myself.
Alrighty, and at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in, so you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir,
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and then in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is read you the one allegation that's on your warrant. I'm going to ask you, when I'm done, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. And if you say it's false, we'll get information from Mr. Westby, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
All right,
that was the one allegation. Allegation number one is violation of order one of conditional supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report your assigned report to your assigned report officer within one working day after your release on March 5th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
So from what I understand, it's true.
Okay. Well, this time, based on the admission of Mr. Daniel, I'm going to define him as a witness, as if I had a charge of admission that he's written, and that he may have lapsed with lap caps and criminal brains or company.
Sure.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wayne, and agreed by Mr. Johnson.
Wait a minute,
sir. Phase two, you have an opportunity to explain your case. This is just your case. We go through the procedure with the allegation, then we go into the second phase, and you can explain everything in a couple minutes, okay?
All right.
So we're going to be going into phase two real shortly, but before we do, Mr. Westby's going to give some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On March 3rd, 2018, Mr. Daniels was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 30th, 2018 by Tucson PD on new misdemeanor charges of liquor consumption, obstruction, and two 2015 warrants. He was back in DOC custody May 3rd, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 5th, 2018, 58 absconded days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with sex acts noted. Other arrest, theft, Georgia, felony conviction, state prison. 1986, burglary, Michigan, felony conviction, state prison. 1993, indecent exposure, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1994, robbery, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2010, theft, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2010, burglary, second degree, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2014, indecent exposure, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2016, miscellaneous felony or misdemeanor, California, pending charges. This community risk score is a G4V4. You have status of charges from Officer Gomez, dated May 30th, 2018, that states for the misdemeanor charges of liquor consumption obstruction, per prosecutor, charges were dismissed.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Daniel.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go over a very brief summary of your case supervision. Says that you were released without...
Excuse me, I need to get this video playing. I can barely hear as it is.
Okay, is that any better?
I'll go, let's try again, sir.
All right. Okay, so I think we're going to go over a brief case supervision. Okay, and you were, looked like you were released on March 3rd, 2018, and by the 5th year. Okay, let's try it again.
It's still a choice.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear us okay?
All right, I'm hearing you now, yes.
Okay,
it's
sir.
Kind of low, but...
Okay, can you hear us better now, sir?
I can hear you, yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, thank you.
Just
come
back
home.
That's
the
background noise.
Right. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. We have technical problems way too often. That might have helped since he closed the door. Sometimes those phones pick up outside noise better than they do us talking. Okay, so where I was going was I'm going to go over a summary of your case supervision. It's pretty brief. It shows that you were released on March 3rd, 2018 from Ironman, and that by March 5th, 2018, you'd failed to report to your assigned parole officer as you were directed when you got out. So there's no information about intake or task or any of that stuff. Just says you were released without approved placement, so they have no idea where to look for you. So where'd you go, sir?
Sir, this is the truth. I know it sounds real bad, but this is the truth what happened, man. Sir, I have full-blown AIDS, hepatitis C, and diabetes. Nothing more than I want to go to a program somewhere I can get some help. My CO3 told me about me being homeless, I was going to go to this program called SEP, right? They're going to help me get the disability and all this and that. Okay, this is God help me too. I knew I had 2 months left on parole. So when the police took me to the Greyhound, they took me to the Greyhound bus station from the prison. And they let me out, the police let me out of the van. And he said, God said, sir, don't I supposed to be going to the sec rat so I can get some help? You know, I'm homeless, I've been homeless all my life, I want help. So he said, don't you know you're not on parole? You're not on probation, you're not on nothing. I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, I'm sure. So I'm telling you the truth. What I did, I went to the nearest liquor store because I'm suffering from all the illness, and that's what I do. I drink and I do drugs to forget about who I am. I don't have no family, I don't have no friends, I don't have nothing. So, I didn't have, I know it might sound like a lot, but I didn't have a clue that I was on parole. I took the police for what they said. I'm not on parole, the one that drove the van. So I'm not on nothing. You know,
well,
so, when the guys were telling me before I got out, they said people don't want to get out on the Saturday anyway. And so, you know, maybe the paper was in the bag or in my possession saying that I was on parole. But I ain't bothered about looking at them. I just put them in my bag that I had and just, well, I'm free. I feel I'm free.
Let me ask you a question.
I want help.
Okay, sir, let me ask you a couple of questions. Well, first of all, if you want to go to a program, you got to go to the parole officer so he didn't get you in the program. And then just walk up off the street. So you said that you thought you went on parole because of what you were told by the person that took you to the restaurant.
The police to drive back.
Sir. Okay, let me ask you some questions and just to answer the questions. Okay, most of them will just be true or false or yes or something like that. But, all right, so when they let you out of the prison, you got a ride to the bus station, and you said police officer.
Yes, sir.
Was it somebody from the prison that drove you there in one of their vans?
One of the vans, yes, one of the police. Two of the police drove me in a van and let me up to the Greyhound bus station on a Saturday.
Okay, so these were Department of Corrections people, not police officers. They were correction officers.
Department of Corrections.
I'm just trying to figure out what might have happened. Before they let you out, didn't they go over your conditions of release? Because normally they won't let you out until you go over your conditions of release and sign the paperwork that tells you you got to go to that parole office. So did you guys, they didn't give you the paperwork or nobody told you anything?
My CO3 told me that I had 2 months on parole, okay, before they even picked me up. Okay, but when they took me from prison and let me out of the van on a Saturday, and I said, officer, what are you doing? I'm supposed to be going to the safe rep program because I'm homeless. I ain't got no place to go. He said, don't you know you're not on parole, you're not on probation, you're not on that.
Well,
I'm not from Arizona. I'm suffering with mental problems, but I'm not using that for an excuse. I just took the police for what he said. And I said, okay, since I'm not going to get none of that, I'm going to get a drink.
Let's go back a couple of steps. Before you walked out that gate, did you or did you not sign paperwork that explained what you were supposed to do when you got out?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you had the paperwork with you that said you had to go report to your parole office. Okay, and then you had paperwork that had been explained to you about your conditions of release, and you had them with you. And then these gentlemen in there that gave you a ride to the bus stop told you you weren't on parole or anything, but did they give you any paperwork that said that?
I'm going to be totally honest with you, sir.
Okay, I'm not questioning your honesty.
You told me I'm free. I haven't gone by looking at that, baby.
Okay, I'm not questioning your honesty, sir. Sir, I'm not questioning your honesty. I'm just trying to find out the circumstances under which this occurred. And so what I'm saying is, before they let you out, they sat you down, they showed you some paperwork, they explained all the terms and conditions, and you signed the paperwork, correct?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Before you ever got out
of the prison, then you had to sign paperwork saying you understood what you're supposed to do when you get out, which is the main thing. One of the first things on there is that you have to report to the parole office. Okay, and so what I'm getting at is that they went through a whole process to explain all this stuff to you, and then when you get in the van and you get to the other end, they just quickly blew it off, said, oh, no, that you're not on parole or anything anymore, and just let you out.
Right.
Okay, and that's...
Exactly.
Okay, and that's why you believe you...
Because I'm homeless.
Okay, well... People get released homeless, they still have to report to the PO, and that's when approval for whether you stay homeless or whether you go into a program or something happens. So, okay.
Yeah, all right, well, that's the program.
Okay, you're 303.
I got out of the van, they told me I was free, so I figured, well.
Okay, sir.
I'm telling you, more than anything, I wanted to go to a program. I have an addiction.
Okay, well, sir.
I've been homeless over 37 years. I ain't never had my own apartment. I never had nothing.
Okay,
I'm
sir.
You see, you got my brother, man.
Okay, sir.
And I'm dying in these streets.
So
I want to help more than anybody.
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow workers have any questions at this time.
Okay.
He has it.
Okay. Mr. Westby. You had something, or?
Oh, I was just going to point out, you already addressed it, Mr. Neal, about the conditions on the last line on there. that he signed right prior to his release stating that he had to report to in person Tucson Regional Parole Office at PRC, gave an address at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard, and a phone number for him to contact. So if there was any questions regarding whether he had supervision or not, he was still per his conditions that he signed prior to his release, you should have contacted him.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any other questions from the board? Okay, sir, at this time, we're nearing the end of your hearing. We want to give an opportunity to make a final statement before we go into the discussion to make a determination. However, we request that you don't repeat the information you've already given us, because if you have new information that you haven't already covered, that now would be the time to give it to us.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, do you have anything else you want to give us at this time, or do you want us to go move forward?
It's just that, sir, you know, as y'all know, I've been in and out of prison all my life, you know. And when I was told I was going to a program to get my life together, I wanted that more than anything. You know, I want help. I got an alcohol problem. I got a drug problem. You know, so when they told me about a sack rat and I had been hearing other people about it, of course I wanted to go. And when I got out of the van, they told me they broke the spirit. They said, no, you're free. You're not on parole. You're not on probation. You know, I was told that they were going to take me to the safe rat program. Where is that at? You know, like I said, if y'all could find your heart or equip people to help me out, get a program so I can get my disability together. Because I'm sick, I'm dying in this prison with diabetes, I'm not getting taken care of. And I got diabetes, I got AIDS, I got three chronic illness, and I'm not getting help. And I know, you know, if y'all like it, if y'all would be so kind, please, and send me somewhere I can get some help. If it's not SAC-RAT or somewhere else, because soon as I get out of prison these 90 days, I'm going to go right back to the street. That's all I know. It's doing drugs, getting high. Because I have to forget about who I am.
Okay.
Y'all give me help.
Okay,
sir. And all that, I
don't. Okay, you've already covered all that about your addiction, and that you need help and everything. So is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. What are we doing to discuss and make a determination? Will we be talking amongst ourselves? We may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll just be discussing the situation so we can make a final decision. We ask that you stay on the phone and you can listen to the entire conversation, and once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you, sir, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, the board is now in discussion. This is an unfortunate individual who's had problems all of his life, apparently, but I'm having problems with the whole release and being told that he's free and believing that after he signed all the paperwork to get out of the service, that he has to go to the parole office. And as far as SAC-RAT goes, he said the CO3 mentioned it, and he would be willing to bet that the CO3 explained to him that he'd been programmed for him, and he has to talk to a PO to get in there. But you know, the scout time and the whole problem, and I know the gentleman needs help, but he has not made the decision himself to seek out the help. He was out 58 days before he got arrested, and he was homeless and didn't make any attempts to find a program to help him. So I don't think he's quite made the decision that it's time to get sober. And so I don't see him as a good candidate to return to community supervision at this time, but I want to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. Okay, based on all the information we're wanting, 201-870-894, Mr. Daniel's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Daniel as he was delinquent, violated term condition of supervision, and had lapses, not lapsing, and approved those for the company, specifically the 58 days where he didn't know where he was or what he was doing. That's my motion.
Second.
Great.
First by myself, second by Newhouse, agreement about Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Daniels. Certainly, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. I would hope that, you know, the next time we're released, if you sign paperwork, that you understand that that's what you have to abide by, and not just a conversation and you're on the way to the bus station. You are the prime factor in getting help. Until you make up your mind to help yourself, nobody else can help you. And with your history and everything, and it sounds like you just haven't quite gotten to that point to make the decision to help yourself. We hope that between now and the time the end of your sentence, by our information, is September 5th of 2018. And at that time, when you go out the gates, you didn't have any more responsibility to DOC, and it'd be totally up to you to find programs or help. And there is help out there for people like you, but you have to seek it out. It doesn't always come and find you. And you might, between now and September, be able to locate a program, but you have to make the effort.
Hey, you know what, man? You know what? I pulled out my heart. It was honest. It's terrible.
Okay, sir. Sir. Sir.
You know what, man?
Sir.
Fuck you.
Okay. Did you say what I think you said?
The mask is off.
Yes. So the hearing is concluded.